Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Hello, everybody. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. Settle in your seats, everybody. I have a great show today. You know, we always talk about at .com Magazine about being the specialist. You know, we talk about specializing in things that you really, really know, and then taking that specialization and building something very powerful, very unique, and very important. So, of course, when we go through our Rolodex, we always look for the top specialists in their field. And, of course, someone that's really making amazing waves in the marketing space, in the digital media space, in the auto and Harley-Davidson motorcycle space, if you can believe that, and we'll get into that in a minute, is Mr. Steve Bergman and his company called Star Performance Marketing. He's the CEO and founder. He's built an amazing company. And when you talk about specializing, I mean, Steve has done it with his amazing team over at Star Performance. They help so many dealerships. They help also Harley-Davidson as well, which we're going to talk about. But Steve, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Good to see you. How are you?
Great. It's great to have you on the show. I mean, you do it all. I mean, you do production, creative services, you do print collateral and the like. But before we get started, we have so many questions for you. Let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet. Tell us a little bit about Star Performance Marketing, and then we'll get into it.
Sure. Star Performance Marketing, I started that 18 years ago. We are a full-service automotive advertising agency. What does that mean? In a nutshell, we do everything. Radio, television, newspaper, direct mail, internet, billboards. If it has anything to do with the automotive space and even into the Harley-Davidson world, we handle that for our dealerships. Our philosophy is very simple. We want to be a one-stop shop for anything to do with the automotive space and the Harley-Davidson space. You know, at the end of the day, our dealers are very busy. They have a million things going on. And to partner with a company like ours that they could have trust, confidence, and belief in, and that when they say they're ready to rock and roll, they could turn the ball over to us and we'll run with it.
Yeah, I love it, Steven. You mentioned rock and roll. I mean, it's so important the way in which you sort of present yourself. I mean, you're really a leading expert. Your team does such a great job at building the brand, really allowing your clients to stay ahead of the game, stay ahead of the competition, to rock and roll. So let's talk about a little bit. When a company reaches out to you or your team, they want to have this conversation. They've heard about you. You know, the testimonials are remarkable. Of course, you offer a guarantee, which I've never even heard before, that we'll get into. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it. I mean, what's that first conversation sound like when they call your company?
Well, we take a different approach. I always say this jokingly. We're not as smart as all these other agencies that are out there. When we start our first conversation, of course, we tell a little about Star Performance Marketing because, you know, we want to give some good information. But our first meeting with a client is what we like to call a client needs analysis. I want to find out from your perspective, where's the pain? Where's the opportunity? Who's in your pocket? Where do you see the biggest opportunity for you to grow? You know, and from that conversation, and we get a lot of good insight from the dealer perspective or the general manager. And then from there, we go back and we do a ton of research on the market. I jokingly like to say, you know, with the exception of a market master report from some of the manufacturers, you're not going to see a more detailed report than what we bring in. And it's to show where the opportunities are and show you how to get there.
Yeah, I love it. Of course, you work with some of the, you know, the leading automotive dealerships, you know, across the country, name brand companies. And You know, you have a very aggressive marketing strategy, but you combine it with the latest technologies. And I love that. And that really allows your clients to really put their clients first. In other words, you put your clients first, which are the dealerships. And of course, Harley, when we'll talk about that in a minute, but they then, using your system, are able to put their clients first. Where does this all come from, this commitment to the client that you become known for?
Well, you know, I'm 50 years old. And I grew up in the era of customer service actually meant something. Somewhere along the line, over the last 15, 20 years, it almost technology has replaced customer service. I don't believe that. I believe, like, our team, we meet with our dealers on a weekly basis. Everything we do is live fire. I'm not a big believer in, and you see this a lot with agencies, that on the back end, they'll tell you what went wrong. In my world, I'm like, wait, hold on a second. You got 30 days in this month. So why don't we focus in on what the market is doing right now? And that's the great thing about the digital landscape right now. You could see the ebbs and flows that are going on a day-to-day basis, and you can make appropriate moves throughout. And that's what we've tried to really build our brand, and that's how we help our clients.
That's awesome. Now, you have a relationship with Harley Davidson. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome. I mean, you know, everybody knows that watches the show. I used to ride the Harleys, and we see them everywhere. And I love walking into the Harley dealership. I mean, it just so smells so good. You smell the leather and you see all the chrome and it shines up real nice. Let's talk about that a little bit, because you've been able to develop a very important relationship with that fine organization. Mm-hmm. And let's tell us a little bit about that. And then I have some specific questions about dealing and working with, you know, a company of that stature.
Sure. Well, I mean, we were very blessed to formulate a good relationship with Harley Davidson. I mean, let's call about what it is. In the motorcycle world, Harley's the king of all kings. And, you know, it's funny, when we got into that world, because Harley Davidson is just the mecca of all things that are motorcycle, was funny, because at the beginning, when we were starting to work with dealerships, we noticed from a marketing perspective, they were a little bit behind the ball, not by any fault of their own, but because the product is so good, a lot of them just didn't have to do the traditional things that most other companies have to. But we saw, as we got into it, we were able to take a lot of the philosophies that we have within the automotive world and shift them into that space. And I got to be honest with you, I never thought it was going to work out as well as it has, but taking that aggressive stance with an unbelievable product like Harley Davidson, it truly helps our dealerships separate themselves from the rest.
Yeah, Steve, and it's so important. And for the entrepreneurs watching the show, rewind what Steve just said. I mean, you think about it. Here's a high-profile, high-powered company. Their product is so good. Their service is world-class. And what we're saying here, and what I believe Stephen is saying, is you don't want to rest on your laurels. You always need to continue to get better. Even if you have the best service, the best technology, the best motorcycle in the world, you don't want to rest on your laurels. You want to keep on developing something that's exciting to promote your brand. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, because at the end of the day, what was great today might not be great tomorrow. The success we've had, the success that's happened in the past, doesn't guarantee success down the road. And that's the one thing, the culture of Star Performance Marketing and how we're an extremely aggressive company. And our philosophy is always, how do we continue to improve? How do we get better? How do we keep looking to technology and also looking back on, you know, again, there's a lot of mediums out there that aren't being used as they once were. That's not saying there's not a place for them, you know, but it's our job to help develop campaigns for our dealerships to make them be different than their competitors. And that's what we do at a pretty high level.
I love it. Of course, you mentioned corporate culture. We talk about it all the time. You know, corporate culture starts at the top, and you have this can-do attitude. You know, we talk about it all the time. One of the things when you have a child or children is you can teach them the can-do attitude or the can't-do attitude. And of course, if you teach someone the can't do attitude, then they can't do anything. But one thing that resonates for me at Star Performance is you resonate from a perspective of can do, and your entire team believes you can do it. Yep. Where did that come from? Did that start when you were a younger man, or did that develop through your entrepreneurial journey?
Well, I was an athlete my whole life. I played college baseball, played a little minor league baseball. And so, you know, being an undersized pitcher in the baseball world, if I didn't believe in me, no one else was going to. So I was able to parlay that into the business thought process, you know, and which is, you know, relevant to when I started the guarantees that I put out as a company. You know, I wanted to make it so that my dealers knew I had skin in the game. And that's important. You know, it's like, in this day and age, it's so, going back to the customer service thing, it's so easy just to say, sorry, that's not a partner. That's not a partner. A true partnership is you roll your sleeves up, you get dirty, and you work it together. And that's how we've developed our brand. That's how we developed our relationships. And we've gone from there.
Yeah, I love it, Steve. I want to ask you about your baseball sort of acumen and what you learned from athletics a little bit later in the show. I know we've only cut out a certain amount of time today. I know you're on assignment today, so I know you're super busy. But I do want to talk about this guarantee. I mean, when we saw it, it's remarkable. I've never even seen it before, something like this. And it's really a great sort of run to daylight, a unique selling proposition for the people watching the show. Listen what Steven offers as part of his offering at the company with regard to this guarantee. It's very smart. So why don't you tell us about that as well? Sure.
And let me give you a little background on how the guarantees were developed. When I started my agency, I was fortunate to have a lot of good relationships with the automotive industry. And there were certain things that kept coming to me, which were, you know, these agencies out there, they come in, they have the biggest show and dance, but then when they get on, you know, I don't see them anymore. I'm not really getting more for my money. And this is the litany of things. So when I developed my company, I said, you know what? I want to be able to look at a dealer and say, I have skin in this game just like you do. Our biggest guarantee is if we don't increase your overall traffic by 20% inside of the first 30 days, don't pay us our commission. I want you to know that if you win, I win. And if I don't win, and I'm sorry, if you don't win, I don't either. And we'll keep working and keep turning the wrench till we get you to where you need to be. And in today's world, with the digital landscape, it's even easier for us to track that. You know, back in the day when it was radio and television, it was a little bit harder to see those things. But in today's world, when we come in, do that client needs analysis, we're looking at the dealer's analytics and we could say, hey, this is our starting point. This is where you are. And I'm a big believer in there's certain metrics that I think are very key within the digital advertising space. I know a lot of agencies come in, they try to give you 4,000 different things to look at. I mean, I'll be the first one to say it. There's probably a group of three or four really important areas that we need to look at that I think all dealers would agree. Hey, if we could affect this, this, and that, we should get us more traffic. More traffic equals more swings equals more sales. So that's our biggest thing. But some of the other guarantees that we offer is the fact that you're going to meet with us on a weekly basis. You know, I'm a very big, but how can I look at you and say, you're my partner if I never talk to you, if I never see you? You know, in today's world, you know, we're still, hopefully we're post-COVID, but kind of, sort of, but in today's world with the Zoom meetings, GoToMeeting, there's no excuse that we shouldn't have these type of conversations every single week, talking to our dealers. And if you don't see our team every week, you don't pay us our commission, you know? So it's those areas of guarantee of more traffic and the fact that your partner is actually going to be with you on a week in, week out basis.
Yeah, it's so powerful. You're an extension of their business. You really Absolutely. Become a partner in their business. And that's what you become known for at the company, Stephen. We've only cut out a certain amount of time.
Sure.
But one thing that resonates for me when I've, you know, done the deep dive, we did our pre-interview call, is that you talk about these metrics. And one thing for a dealership that's very important is how many cars they sell. And, you know, that really gets to the real bottom line. And I love the fact that you're able to unpack all this technology, all this background, all this experience, and all this data within your company. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's how many cars do the dealership sell and how many swings they get at the title, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that just a little bit. how often does it happen where we bring so many swings at the bat to the potential client through the website or through the marketing or through Facebook or through social mm-hmm. or through television, which you do, and radio as well, but they don't get back to the clients as fast as they should? Does that ever happen? And how do you sort of have that conversation with the dealerships?
Absolutely. You know, I think that, you know, one of the big things about being a good partner is educating, you know, and at the end of the day, and anyone who's looking at this, who's been in the car world knows, some months you could do everything right. The car world, the car gods were just not good to us that month. And that there could be a myriad of reasons within that. But consistency and frequency within what you're doing is the big separator. Because if you're consistently getting more opportunities, more opportunities, more opportunities, it has to yield some fruit. You know, but again, like we talked about earlier, it is a partnership. Because one of the things I always like to talk about with our dealership is we are a cog in this wheel. People, process, product mix. Then comes the marketing. So we work with our dealers to make sure that they've got their big three covered and we have our three. And when we have both of them working together, it's a great combination.
I love it. What a great way to approach it. And of course, that resonates for your clients. They just hear this straightforward thinking from you and your entire team.
Yep.
Because obviously that thought process and that corporate culture starts at the top. Let's talk a little bit about entrepreneurship. And again, thank you so much for cutting some time out today. This is great. What you're doing at Star Performance is amazing. The guarantees are incredible. The way in which you develop them by saying to yourself, you know, if I was my client, what would I want? What would I expect? And then you sort of reverse engineered it and you said to yourself, this is what I would want. And then you delivered it to the client. So that's a great entrepreneurial way to think. Now, let's talk about entrepreneurship, because you played baseball. You know, you said you were a pitcher. Were you a righty or a lefty?
I was a righty. If I was lefty, we wouldn't be having this conversation. I'd be in a major league somewhere.
I love it. You threw the split finger fastball?
No, fastball, curveball, changeup. That was about it.
I love it. The big three. That's all you need. You know, I bet probably when you got a little bit older, even maybe now, you're saying to yourself, maybe I'll learn to throw a knuckle and I'll go play in the majors.
At this point, that feels like another lifetime ago. So fortunately, I have young sons and I'm living vicariously through them at this point.
That's awesome. Let's talk about it. So you played baseball. You're on a team. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're developing habits. You go to work every day, you know, during your off season, you pump yourself up, you're working on your technique, you have coaches. What did you learn from playing baseball that you've brought into the entrepreneurial world, you know, as a leader at Star Performance?
Well, that's easy. Hard work, hard work, hard work. You know, and it's, you know, the one thing that I do want to say, though, which I think is very important, is, you know, I think everyone is tired of hearing the hard work thought process, you know, because there's one thing that no one ever talks about. You have to have a talent too. I mean, because, you know, I could kill myself every day to try to become an NBA basketball player. I'm 5'8". At the end of the day, I can work as hard as I want. There's certain things you just can't overcome. And, you know, but the one thing is, you know, I was fortunate enough to kind of understand that I had some talent in certain areas. And when I went into the workforce, I tried to develop those talents, and that's where the hard work comes in, because you're learning things. You're always trying to focus on how do I get from here to there? And once I'm here, how do I get from here to there? And continuing to develop. And another big thing is understanding that you're not going to get it all in the next week. I think that that's one of the biggest things that people fatigue, because I think they set their goals to, I want to be a millionaire, when they're making $25,000 a year. Well, that's a pretty far putt from there. But if you're smart and you look at things and say, I have a game plan and I'm going to continue to work this game plan and build and build and build, eventually with a little luck, you get there.
Yeah, that's great advice. And that's a great learning experience that you had, you know, from your career playing baseball and all the sports mm-hmm. and everything you did before becoming an entrepreneur. Before I let you go, we have younger entrepreneurs watching the show, Stephen. And of course, you know, you mentioned you have some young sons as well. Yep. So maybe you could talk to them through the video, you know, and that would be great as well. But for the younger entrepreneurs watching the show, and even maybe for your, you know, your sons, when they hit a tough time, when they hit a pothole in the road, when they hit a roadblock or a wall, like we all do as entrepreneurs, what kind of advice can you give to the younger entrepreneurs, or even your sons for that matter, about what it takes to get through a tough time and come out the other side, know, being happy that you went through the tough time coming out the other end as a learning experience.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think we all inherently look at failure when we're young as, oh, that's bad. And I know people have heard this before, but you learn nothing through success. You learn everything through your failures. And the cool thing about being in the business world, that tomorrow could be that day. Tomorrow could truly be that day where you meet that one client that jumpstarts you and puts you in a different hemisphere of where you were. But unless you're willing to get up, and unless you're willing to say, I'm going to get up, I'm going to get out there, I'm going to keep grinding, I'm going to keep working my craft, you'll never get that opportunity. And that's the big separator. Are you willing to take the shots, but keep moving forward? And if you could do that, you'll be successful in life and in the business world.
That's great, Stephen. That's great advice, of course. And of course, for the world-class athletes that we watch and we see, they're always on. You know, they wake up in the morning, they're thinking about how they're going to fuel their body with the right food. And when they go to training, there's no monkey business. And when they step on the mound or step on the court or step on the field, I mean, they're there to win and they're there to play. And that's the way you need to be as an entrepreneur as well. So, Stephen, what a great interview. I mean, I'm going to bring you back again because I think we can unpack a full 30 minutes just talking about what we can learn from sports and how to, you know, raise kids right and how to raise young entrepreneurs to be successful. But for now, I know you're on assignment and I know you've got a lot to do today. So, Stephen, I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Thank you so much for having me.